Yesterday was met with the news of one of a musical hero of mine, Mac McKenzie, passing away. Sad news for hearing of the news of this legendary musician, Guma pioneer here in the city of Cape Town, making his name in the 1980s as the front man on guitar and vocals with the Genuines, which also had Hilton Schilder, Ian Herman. Then there was also Mac McKenzie and the Guma Captains, also with Hilton and the late Alex van Heerden. But Mac McKenzie passing away, a musical jack of all trades, loved a range of genres from rock to jazz. And he also composed symphonies not too long ago. It was a few years ago. I spoke with Mac McKenzie. I actually was working for ENCA and I managed to have this particular story on file of how Mac McKenzie had written and performed what is considered the first Guma symphony. Just have a quick listen.
It's the sound of Cape Town. Guma is most commonly performed during the Cape Minstrel Parade and at Malay choir performances.
It is the one thing that Cape Town's got beside the mountain. That's an identity. It's this music, the sound that you get only in Cape Town in the world.
But the sound is now becoming more serious. The 22-piece Cape Town Guma Orchestra is rehearsing for its fifth concert series. It's accompanied by Cape Town jazz legend Mac McKenzie, and the makeover is getting a lot of attention. The orchestra's founder says this interpretation of Guma music is another way of recording the Cape's musical history.
It's in order to propel the musician and the composer to sing, especially the composer, to write down the music so that it can be studied a long time after we are dead. It's written down, it can go into the archive, it can go into the university.
The orchestra has gained a steady following since it started performing in 2006. And with other young composers also contributing to performances, it's producing a body of uniquely Cape orchestral music. Lester Kibitz, Cape Town.
It's a news report I did a couple of years ago. But I first met Mac McKenzie in person when I went with Ian Harris on his jazz safaris, invited to Mac McKenzie's home. His brother made a snook braai, his mother made a very, very small salad, and Mac himself entertained us and regaled us with his stories and took a puff of a joint occasionally. Ian Harris, very sad to hear about the passing of Mac, just this legend. And ironically, today, as we mark it, it's World Jazz Day today on the 30th of April. Ian?
Yeah, it's a sad time. We've lost a massive character and somebody massively influential, not only on the music, but on the city of Cape Town.
Like many characters, complex and deep, and that was Mac McKenzie. He's gifted the world the sound of his, but also with his own personal complexities as well. Like many musicians, like many creative people, we give them that liberty simply for what they give us.
Yeah, Mac was, Mac always used to talk about Cape Town as this pirate city, which is a distillation of the entire planet in one little place. And I think he was describing himself. Mac was this incredible distillation of all of human experience and all of its good or bad or positives or negatives, whatever you want to call it. Mac was that character. And so to be a part of Mac's ambit was this rush of experiencing all of consciousness all at the same time. And I think that's why characters like Mac in the earlier days, you know, there was a big reliance on drugs to be able to maintain the madness in which they operated. But as you know, I've known Mac and worked with Mac for 20 years. And in all that time, we became incredibly good friends. We loved each other very, very deeply. And with that came the understanding of a lot of how characters like Mac are able to survive in the world, given the complexities of the environment in which they grew up in and matured in.
I'll speak to Rashid Lombard in just after you talking about that contribution to South African rock slash pop slash jazz music with the Genuines. But I had last seen the two of you together when during the period where he had written and was performing, premiering what he called the Guma Symphony, Cape Town's Guma Symphony. And he mentioned in that clip that I played just almost the solidification of Guma music, not just as some sort of weird tributary of Cape Town jazz, but in the entire book of what we call music, and that Guma music can be on par of what we call, refer to as Western classical music. And he managed to intertwine that these two bodies of music quite beautifully, Ian.
He did, and it was an assertion of a set of identities and realities as something that has meaning and relevance and importance in the canon of human existence. I mean, it's what you said in that piece that you played earlier. I mean, Mac has put such a focus on writing the music down or writing the story. He was convinced, and I'm convinced too, that 100 years from now, those compositions will be played by the premier orchestras of the time in 100 years, you know. So I think it's not just that he wanted the music not to be seen as something parochial, but he wanted the stories of this place to be recognized as a part of a greater whole.
Mm. Ian Harris is a longtime friend and collaborator with Mac McKenzie, but a man who's covered Mac McKenzie and plenty of musicians is veteran. Can I call you a jazz photojournalist, Rashid? You've photographed everyone who is anyone in South African music and particularly in Cape Jazz. And today, hearing the news of the passing of Mac must also hit you quite personally, Rashid.
Yeah, hi, morning there. Yes, yeah, you know, it's like rather sad news, so sudden. As such a young man, and we do think that he is an intimate maestro, and Mac has gone to join his father, Mr. Sammy, in the Guma troupe in the sky, for better word. Yeah, you know, it's all we can say is go well, my friend, and I know he's be missed by many, his primarily Hilton. And I'm sure many, many others.
The Genuines was such a phenomenon in South African music in the 1980s because you didn't know whether this was jazz, whether this was hard rock. There was enough Guma and Cape Town minstrel-inspired music for it to go everywhere. But the Genuines of the 1980s and then later the Guba Captains really adding something interesting to the canon of South African music, Rashid?
Yeah, that's actually interesting history in the 1980s, where he became well known as the jazz plus rock circuit and as the frontman of the band The Genuines. And after several years, he disbanded The Genuines and ventured into the world of jazz. And, you know, so we can go on with the interesting history to 2002, where he extended the content of his music. And, you know, he even exchanged his electric guitar for jazz guitar. And this continued with his orchestral sound, etc. But that's special about Mac McKenzie is that he was real. He was serious. And he took his music one at a time, you know, from one genre to the other. And he was very ahead of his time. And that will make him special forever.
Rashid Lombard, really appreciate your time. Ian Harris reflecting on the life of Mac McKenzie from his musical life. Frontman of the 1980s band, The Genuines. This is one of their tracks. It's called The Struggle.